Let's go. We're in business. We're in business. Here we have Vayihi B'Machras. We're up to Sheni. We're learning every week Sheni. Parashas Yisro Vayihi B'Machras. Vayishe Moshe L'Shvaris Ha'am. Mishpat. It was the next day B'Machras. Rashi, we have a long Rashi. Exactly what was the Machras of what? Vayishe Moshe sat L'Shvay to judge Esom Vayamon Ha'am Al Moshe Min HaBoyker Ad Orev. The people, they stood Al Moshe Min HaBoyker from the morning Ad Orev. Targum. Targum says, short Targum here, v'hava b'yamad d'bas rohi. That's an amazing word. Bosar. That's an amazing way to translate the word machoras. Machoras means the day after. Yesh mochar la'achazman. D'bas rohi means what comes after. Bosar. Bosar means after. I guess maybe that's the appropriate word. I never thought of it like that. Bosar. Okay, v'yesh, v'yisev b'yishel midan, to judge, yos amo, the nation. The Kam Amo, Alohi, the people stood upon him. Alohi the Moshe min Safra ad Ramshar. From Safra means the morning. Now, this is another very interesting word, Ho'eref, Ho'oref. The evening he calls Ramsha. What does Ramsha mean? When the creepy crawlers, Roimes, when the creepy crawlers come out, the snakes, the scorpions, all the creepy crawlers, they come out to be Roimes al Oretz. The things that lurk in the dark in the middle of that. We have to see, that's another very interesting word. What it means over here, Ad Ha'aref. I told you in the shiur in the morning that someone told me, what are your working hours? So this guy says 9 to 5, 9 to 3, 9 to 7, 9 to 9. I work from Alois HaShachar Ad Tseis HaNeshama. Ad Yitzias HaNeshama. Instead of saying Tseis HaKechavim, Ad Yitzias HaNeshama. There's no end to the work. Rashi. Maybe in the Rashi we'll be able to decipher it deeper in this thing over here, what it says over here in the Targum. Rashi over here says, what is the Machras? Oh, so Rashi is coming over here to give us a Hezber. Machras means it was the day after. This is what's important. Whenever you say the word Machar, you have to have a starting point. The word Machar is not a word that can be understood in a vacuum. It has to have a starting point on which we can say the day after. Motzo'ei Yom HaKippurim Hoya. Kach Shaninu B'Sifrei. It was the day after Yom Kippur. Umahu, and this is what it says in the Sifrei. The Sifrei is the Medrash Halacha on Bamidbar and Devarim. Bamidbar, there's again the Medrash Halacha, the body of work called the Medrash Halacha, there's the Medrash Halacha on Vayikra. That's called the Sifra. Or it's called Taras Kohanim, either the book, or it's called the Law of the Kohanim. That's Vayikra. What is the Medrash Halacha on Shemos? It's called the Mechilta. Where does it start? It starts with Parshas Bo, because that's the first mitzvah. Hachodesh Zelochem, because that's called the Mechilta. Vayikra is called Sifra, or Taras Kohanim. And the Medrash Halacha on Bamidbar and Devarim together are called the Sifrei. Sifrei Beloshon Rabim, two books. What are the two books? There's a book on a Medrash Halacha on Bamidbar, a Medrash Halacha on Devarim, period. Now, what is the Medrash Halacha on Bereishis? Guess what? There is none. Doesn't exist. There's the Medrash Rabbah. You have on Bereishis, Shemois, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Devarim, because there is Medrash Rabbah, there is different Agoda on all five books, but regarding Halacha, the analysis, this precedes the Mishnah. The Medrash Halacha came even before the Mishnais. Everything in the Mishnais is derived from, it's like the Ikar Shebikarim, the Medrash Halacha is like the beginning of the putting down in writing of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh was put down in writing for the very first time in the Medrash Halacha, and also the Medrash Agoda. But what's very critical is the Halacha, and he quotes over here what it says in the Sifrei. Kach Shrinu Bis Sifrei. This is the as early as it gets. Umaru Mimocharos. What does it mean? Mimocharos. Lomocharos. Read the Torah Minahar. The day after Moshe descended from the mountain. When did Moshe come down from the mountain? Mi Makipurim. The Al Karachach Iav Shalomer Ela Mimocharos Makipurim. Shari Koyde Matan Torah, before Matan Torah, E.F. Shaloimar, it is impossible to say what we're going to read soon in the next Pesukim V'Hoidati, I will make known to the Jewish people as Chukei the laws of the Torah. Can't be, because Moshe did not know the laws of the Torah until he went to Shemayim. Shari, Umi Mishanidna Torah,
And when the Torah was given, Ad Yom HaKippurim lo yashav Moshe lishpoit es am. How do we know that? When was the Torah given? It was given on the sixth. It was given on Sivan, on the sixth or seventh day of Sivan. And Moshe went to Shemayim to receive the Luchos. He came down 40 days later, and he shattered the Luchos on Shavasa B'Tamos. And then he went up again for another 40 days to be Mispalel. And then he went up for another 40 days to get the Luchos Shnius. So he came down exactly 120 days, since basically it was a 120-day period of time, and he came down on Yom HaKippurim. So therefore, the earliest time that Moshe Rabbeinu could have possibly sat down to judge and to teach the people would have been the day after Yom Kippur. So he owned up the next morning on the 18th day. Vishaha, he delayed there Shmoinim Yom 80 days. V'yarad Yom HaKippurim. Very interesting Rashi how he describes this. Not that long ago on the Daf, it was probably like 2 months ago, the Gemara analyzed in very, very extreme detail the entire sequence of events, what happened from the time and the dates, the exact numbers, the time of the day. It was really, really extremely detailed. And it's interesting that what Rashi says here, to see how Rashi, in these few words over here, is summarizing the Gemara, is really very, very interesting. Because over here, we always think about Moshe going to Shemayim in three periods of 40, 40, 40. And that's not what Rashi says here. Rashi says there were two periods. There was a period of 40 and a period of 80. And even though the Gemara does divide it up into 40, 40, 40, the way Rashi appears to say is it's true in Shemayim it was divided 40, 40, but Moshe did not descend. And that's shocking. It's not the way the common understanding of what happened in Shemayim. And it's very interesting to take this Rashi and to compare it to what it says in the Gemara, and to see how the two, they can. What Rashi really is, Rashi and Chumash really giving you a commentary on the Gemara. Okay, let's go further over here. V'shav Reis Aluchos V'Lavacha Olam Ashkam V'shav Shemayim Yoyim. Unbelievable how Rashi says this, that he was in Shemayim 80 days. So Moshe really went to Shemayim. If someone asks you the question on the street, how many times did Moshe go to Shemayim to receive the Torah? So people, I would have said 3, 3, 3, 3, 40, 40, 40. Rav says no, 2, 40, 80. Now, and the Ein Parash Zuk Kesuva Kaseida. Now this is another very powerful words of Rashi. This parash is not in the right place. Shaloi Nemar Yimimachas Ad Shana Shania. This took place in the second year. Until the second year, Af Ladiri Haimer Yisrael Koydim Ad Taraba Shiluchoi. Now let's go clarify over here. The Ein Parosha Zo Kisuva Kaseide. This parish is not written Kaseide. Shalom Nemar Vahimi Mocharas Ad Mimocharas. The next day at Shana Shania? What's going on over here? Let's read a little bit more. Even those who said that Yisrael came before Matan Torah. Shiluchoy El Artsoy Lohoya Ella Ad Shana Shania. This is the machlokes in the Gemara. When did Yisrael come to Klal Yisrael? Did he come before Matan Torah, or did he come after Matan Torah? Even according to the opinion that says that Yisrael came to the Jewish people before Matan Torah, everyone agrees. There is no disagreement that Yisrael did not depart until after Matan Torah. How do we know that? Shari Ne'amar Kan Vayishalach. Okay, I remember. I always make this mistake. I always say Vayishlach Moshe es Choisna. Wrong. I hear this screaming in my ear. Vayishalach, you idiot. Vayishalach Moshe es Choisna. Moshe sent away his father-in-law. Umatzinu b'masa hadgal. We find the mass of the dgal. Shama loy Moshe. Noisim anachnu el hamokim. We find later on in Parashas Bamidbar, Moshe said, when they were traveling, he begged Yisro, do not depart. Al no ta'azoy v'sano. V'yim zo koyde matan Torah, misha shulchoy v'hol achichem v'tzid v'shochazah. So what are you going to tell me? How they can posit that Yisro, if Yisro, he left before matan Torah, how can it then be that Moshe would tell him, beg him during the Masois? The Masois was clearly after matan Torah. How do we reconcile this? Are you going to be in Tomar? Maybe you'll answer me over here that it's someone else. It's not Yisro, it's his son. The children of Choyvav Chosein Moshe, they are one and the same. So Rashi over here is throwing out an enormous amount of information in a very few words. And the part that's difficult about Rashi over here is Rashi over here, he contradicts himself. First, Rashi says, Mimachros means Motzo'ei Yom Kippurim. And that's clearly in the first year. Klal Yisrael received the Torah in the very first year. They left Egypt. It was the first year. And 50 days after Yitzias Mitzrayim, they received the Torah. And then Moshe came down on Yud. He went up again for 40 days. He came down Yud Zayin B'Teves. He shared the Luchas. He went up for another 80 days. Came down Yom Kippurim. So therefore, and when he came down, Vayhim Yimacharos, Moshe began to judge the people. So Rashi explicitly declares, without any pretense, without any suffix, that when it says Vayhim Yimacharos took place in the first year of the Exodus. And then Rashi says, Ve'ein Parashu Zuk Suv Keseder, What's going on over here? Af the divrei, it doesn't say until the second year. Now I'm really at a loss. I don't understand what's going on over here. Shaharei loy nemar vahimi mocharas at shana shniya. Af the divrei ha'ima yisra kodim an taraba. Okay, so the second year, I don't understand what he's saying over here. He was sent after the second. I really don't understand what it means. Let's go further. Maybe we'll clarify by itself. And if not, I have some heavy books over here that will help me clarify this. Let's just go to the next Rashi. Vayeshev Moshe. Moshe sat. Vayamoid ha'amal Moshe. Okay. Moshe stood. Moshe sat. Vayeshev Moshe. Vayamoid ha'amal people. They stood. Yoshev kimelech v'chulun oimdim chulun. Moshe sat. And all of the people who came to inquire stood. Yisro did not like this. That his Edim was sitting and everyone was standing. He could not tolerate that this Edim was getting so much covered. That Moshe was being mezalzel in the honor of the Jewish people. Now, you have a glass that's half empty. Or, I shouldn't have said, you have a glass that the water reaches 50%. You have the optimist, the pessimist, and the economist. The optimist, my father used to always say this. You have a glass that's 50%. The water mark on the glass is 50%. What is that? The optimist says, it's half full. The pessimist says, it's half empty. The economist, what does he say? This is a liquid asset. Mayor, you hear that one? That's a good one. Three people. Optimist, the pessimist, and the economist. Optimist is half full. Pessimist, half empty. The economist, a liquid asset. Now, over here, you see Moshe is sitting and the people are standing. How would you look at this? If you're a person who is inclined to give kavod to Torah, you would say the people are being mechabed the Rav. Moshe is sitting and the people are standing. If you're a nasty person, you're going to say that the rabbi is being mezalzel in the kovod of the tzibur. So when you see one person sitting and everyone else is standing, how do you look at it? You can say it's so beautiful. Wow, it's so beautiful. Look at the kovod ha'Torah. Kovod ha'Torah. He's sitting and look, he's sitting and everyone is standing. Wow. Or nasty people. What's this? What is this? Look at a chutzpah. He sits and everyone stands. He's being mezalzel in the covenant of the tzibur. It's all a matter of perspective. Yisro has a problem. Yisro has a real problem here. Vayeshev Moshe and Vayamor Ha'am. And Yisro, he looks at this situation with a very negative approach. How could it be that you, Moshe, you're being mezalzel in the covenant of Klal Yisrael. Just the opposite. Klal Yisrael are being mechabed Moshe Rabbeinu. It's like the story, the famous story with, I don't remember which rabbi they said this about. There's a person, he went off the derech from the Holocaust. What happened? He was in Auschwitz, and people, and he had a pair of tefillin, or he had a sitter. I don't know what he had. He had something of value, a religious value, and people went and they purchased the right, let's say it was to put on the tefillin with a piece of bread. And that's how they paid. You give me your piece of bread, I'll let you wear my tefillah. And he did this, and he became a very, had a lot of bread. So there was a person there that saw, look at that, look at that. Look at what religion is all about. Such a nasty person. He takes a mitzvah of tefillah, and he uses it as a tool to torture, to take away the last piece of bread from his fellow Jews. This religion is not for me. I think he told this to the Kleuzenberger Rebbe many years after the Holocaust. So the Kleuzenberger Rebbe said to him, just the opposite. Why are you focusing on the rotten apple who took everyone's last piece of bread to the Mekayim of the Mitzvah? Look at all these hundreds of people, whoever they were. Look how much they valued the Mitzvah, that they were willing to give away their last piece of bread for an opportunity to be Mekayim a Mitzvah. Why do you look at this situation of one person behaving in such a way and look at it in a negative way? Adarab, look at it in a way of beauty, of Kvod Shemayim. Okay, the guy's a rotten apple. He doesn't understand what a mitzvah is all about, and he takes advantage. But look at the other people who are willing to give away their loaf of bread.
I think that story is Laser Silver, and the person was what's his name? Wiesenthal.
Interesting. Wait, so Laser Silver, what was our Laser Silver was what?
The story was Reb Laser Silver needed a minion, and there was a shul that had only 9 people, and they told him he asked for a 10th Jew. He said, there's another Jew, but he'll never come in. So Reb Laser Silver said, I want to talk to him. They went to talk to him.
Oh, and he told him,
and then
he right, that was what happened later on. Right, that was later on. That's when it was revealed. The reason why I'm not going to come to this is because I don't believe in this. Why do you believe this? Because of what happened in the camp. And he told him, Adarab, don't look at the one, but look at everyone else. So here I'm asking you the same exact question. Over here, Yisro, he sees the situation. One person is sitting, everyone is standing. And Yisro looks at this in a very negative way. Moshe, you're being mezalzel. Just the opposite. Klal Yisro is being mechaved. There are a lot of things about Yisro that are very disturbing. Okay, there are a lot of energy things over here. So, min ha-boyka ad ha-arev, what is this from the boyka ad ha-arev? Ef shalom ha-kein, is it really possible that Moshe Rabbeinu, he sat from the morning until the evening? Ella, how could that possible? It's not humanly possible. And the Torah is not given the malachi ha-shar, the Torah is not telling you lies. Okay, I'll tell you, Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim, you're listening. So what's the difficulty? If Moshe can go to Shemayim for 120 days and not eat and not drink, so what's that? So this is nothing. This is peanuts compared to going to Shemayim. You can go to Shemayim, okay? Whoever went to Shemayim, and now he did not drink, and he survived. And here, Moshe over here is sitting in this earth, and he is he's sitting with people and is judging them. No, it's not possible. Of course, it's possible. It's much more possible than going to Shemayim for 120 days. Okay, it's not so clear. I don't know the answer, but yet, in min haboiker ad. Erev, F Shalom, is it really possible? Ella, what does it mean? Ella, what it means over here is the more possible to teach you a drasha called Dayan, Shadon, Din Emes Lamito, Afilu Shoachas, Male, Olavakas of Kiilu, Oisek, Batira, Kol Hayoim. Person that judges a din, Emes Laamitoi, truth. Even for 1 hour, Shoachas, what does it mean, a Shah? It's a very big machlaik, is what a Shah. Shah depends on the context. The Shah does not mean an hour. That's by default. But Shah means a moment. Shah means a period of time. It means maybe even a day. A Shah, it has to be judged in its context. For a moment. Even for a moment, if it's Emes Lamitoi, Ma'ale Olav HaKosav Ki'ilu Oisek Batoira Kol Hayoim, the entire day. It's an amazing thing because you talk about integrity. People who have integrity, person goes to work and earns an honest living. Today, a lot of societies, their schools, they will not take your child if you go to work. If you, in order for us to take your child into our yeshiva, your father must be learning in kollel. Who's gonna pay the tuition? I have no idea. I got no idea. So here you have people that are in kollel. They're in kollel. And unfortunately, koil is not for everyone. Not everyone is cut out for koil. Probably most people are not cut out for koil. And unfortunately, many of them, they're by the coffee machine, and they're on their smartphones, and they're in the hall smoking, and talking to their stockbroker, and wheeling and dealing, and mamish, gambling away, doing illegal activity. Who knows? I don't say anything bad. There are people like that. I mean, we have that. This is the Metzius. And another guy went to school, has a profession, earns an honest, honest living. The one that earns the honest living and doesn't play games and reports his income to the IRS is being done din emes la'amitai. And on that person, it says in Rashi, it's ki'ilu, ki'ilu, ma'ale olof ha'kosov, ki'ilu oisek batoira kol hayoim. And the guy in the base medrash, who spends the whole day on a coffee machine and talks politics and total nonsense, some of these guys don't learn a word the whole day. It's very sad. And it's not their fault, because that's part of the society. It's a trap. You can't blame them. This is what happens in society. And this Rashi is a shocking Rashi. A dayan that's done din emes la'amita. Every person in their life is a dayan. To be a dayan doesn't mean you have to know kol Torah kula and sit and judge other people. Judge yourself. Judge the purpose of your life, your existence, your tafkid. You done din emes la'amita on yourself. Where do I belong? What kind of person am I? What kind of life do I live? Ki'ilu, it's as if the oisek batoira kol hayoyim, the entire day. Uchilu nase more. Shutif lakadosh baruch hu b'masa b'reish shenemar, vahi ere vahi vayker. That is the drash. Rashi went out of his way to tell us this halacha on this. Now, I still didn't know him even macharas, but now this is always the fun part. After we go to the Rashi, we get a little bit of appreciation of the keywords. The first keyword over here was mimacharas. Nimachoras Yom HaKippurim, and Rashi appears over here to contradict himself. First he says Motso Yom HaKippurim Haya. It was Motso Yom HaKippurim, and the reason why it's called Motso Yom HaKippurim because that was the earliest opportunity. And then he says something very difficult. Vayhi Mimachoras, Vayhi Mimachoras. He says over here, and this took place in the second year. The second year, where did I find it? Should we here go there? Af the ain parasha zo kisuva keseder shloim nemar vahimi mocharas ad shana shenia. I don't know what's going on here. I'm embarrassed. This is the beginning of the parasha. I thought once upon a time I learned Chumash Rashi. I don't know. We have to see. And now with that hakdama, that's mi mocharas vayeshav Moshe. The approach to studying the situation in a negative way, and then the Naboikad Orev is to teach you this halacha that a person that sits and is done din emes lamita ki ilu oisik b'torin is nasa shutif leha kadosh baruch hu b'masa b'reishis. Now let's go back to the Targum. Targum says v'hava it was miyoyma de bas rohi, the day that. It's just mimacharas. He doesn't translate as one word. He doesn't give you one word to translate mimacharas. He takes the word mimacharas, and he breaks it into two words. That's very interesting, because Targum very rarely does that. The Targum, he'll add words into the pasuk. He likes to do that every so often, or he likes to translate words in a bizarre way, or at least to us appears to be not the real translation. But how often do we find the Targum taking a single word and translating it with two words? It's not that common. Mimachas miyoma, the day debas rohi that comes after. Okay, we have to see that. Visev Moshe l'midan yos amo. Moshe sat to judge the people. The kamama ilo ilo vohi de Moshe. The people stood upon Moshe. Okay, he stood upon Moshe. min safra of Yad Ramsha. Okay, they sit about him from the morning till the evening. All right, I want to go get, just give me literally 10 seconds to get the safe. It's around, it'll be right outside the door here. I want to go see if there's an amat, sorry.
How you doing, Norman?
That was a little 10 seconds. All right.
All right.
Norman, good to see you. Okay, let me go over here. Parshas. Let's first do what it says in the Ma'at, sorry. Parshas Yisro. Parshas Yisro, Vahimi Machras. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Pasuk Yud Gimel. No, we're not doing too well here. He's striking out. A lot of things he doesn't want to touch over here. He talks about Safra. Safra means the morning. And why is Safra mean the morning? Lashon Tzipor, a bird. The birds chirp in the morning. And the evening is Ramsha. Inyan Laila Kemo Bo Sirmois Kol Chaisa Yar. The reason why the night is called Ramsha, that's when the wild, dangerous animals crawl. 1 second, the lights went out. All right. Okay, so it's not really explaining very much. It's very disappointing. Now I'm going over here to Rashi Kipshuto. You see the Sefer? The Sefer is very popular. It's very popular, the Sefer. You know, I didn't really find it to help me all that much, the Sefer. Who am I to say? I couldn't even write one line. But every time I have trouble, I don't always find that this Sefer came through for me. We're going to try again over here. Here we go to Shani. Yud Gimel Vahimi Macharas. Let's see. Vahimi Macharas. Al Karcha. Now Rashi Mechiyah Shleitochim Lefarish Vimacharas Yoyim Achar Hasu'udo im Yisro. V'al korchacha yev shalom ha'ela mimachras yom ha'kipurim sharikoy de Matan Torah. It cannot be, I'm going to go over here what it says over here, in the Rashi is explaining. He has a little bit of an introduction. Rashi is coming to prove over here, shlo yitochin lefarsh mimachras yom achar hasu'udo, the day after the su'udo im Yisro. What does that mean? The Al Korchacha Yev Shalom Elam Imachras Yom Kippurim Shari Koydim Matan Torah Shari Koydim Matan Torah Yev Shalom. You know that? Okay, fine. I'm in the wrong part of the Rashi. He did say an interesting point. Let me just a little go further. Ad Shon. Now here we go. Vayyari Yom Kippurim Ki Ein Parasha Zu Kesuva B'Mekoyma Kesei Der Zmani Hamorus Ki Ein Mukli Mukhva Torah Shloi Nemar Vahimi Machras Miyad Laachar Suudas Yisroi Ela Ad Shanosh Shania Liyitzias Mitzrayim Moitzoy Yom HaKippurim Harishon Chal B'Shona Moitzoy Yom HaKippurim Harishon Shechal B'Shona HaShnia Liyitzias Mitzrayim Ki HaShonim Nimbes Lebriyas Oilam Uve'echod B'Tishrei Hischilo Shon. Oh, here's what he says. V'lo Parshas Matan Torah Ksuva Achareha Haisa Hashana Harishona Liyitziyasa. Okay, this is what he's basically saying over here. The way he explains it, to answer the contradiction, is they counted like what we count. Tishrei is the next year, is the break-off point. So Achoidesh Azelachem Rosh Chodoshim. Yitzias Mitzrayim took place in Nisan. Even though Chodesh Nisan is the first month, the year still begins in Tishrei. The only thing that we call Nisan to be number one is only in regard to the counting of the months. But the year changes when we come to Tishrei. See, that's a very confusing thing, because I don't really understand it. But this Rashi is very critical. Rashi is saying Tishrei is the cutoff point. In Tishrei, we begin a new year. We begin a new year, but it's the seventh month. In other words, there are two calculations. There is the year, and there is the months, and the two do not coincide. The two live in their own world. Ha'iluchud v'ha'iluchud, and each one does nothing, because if you would say that the two of them go together, you would make an assumption that when you come to Chodesh Nisan, it's the new year. Because Chodesh Nisan is a Chodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodoshim, it's the new year. No, nothing doing. There's the counting of the months. The months go from 1 to 12 and sometimes 1 to 13. And when you get back to Nisan, now it's Chodesh number 1. You want to know what year you're in? When you come to Tishrei, you're now in the next year. And don't confuse me by telling me, but what do you mean you're in the next year? We're in month number 7. The number, the calculation, the cycle of the months has nothing to do with the new year. They live in their own world. Therefore, when was the Torah given? In Sivan. What happened in Sivan? Moshe went to Sharon for 40 days. He shouted the Luchas. He went back up for another 80 days. When did Moshe finally come down? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is 10 days after Tishrei. If it's 10 days after Tishrei, we're now in the next year. And that's what Rashi means. Rashi says, go back to this Rashi. Rashi over here says, for me, it was kedai to come today. You know, I was very tired just to learn this chiddush, this yisoy. This is a very beautiful principle. Over here, it's Ahibi Macharas. Mimacharas means the day after Yom Kippur. The very first Yom Kippur the Jewish people experienced. What year was that? From the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It was in the second year of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because once you come to Aleph Tishrei, you're now in the second year. And that's what Rashi means. Mimacharas is Motzei Yom Kippur Moye. That we know. Then when he goes to Rashi over here, says, V'ein parash azu kisuva kiseder, shlenemar v'yihi mimachras ad shana shenia. Now, what does it mean by that? Because this parsha is talking about what's happening. Is talking about what is happening. We're going to read about soon Matan Torah, and Matan Torah took place in the first year. Took place 50 days after Yitzias Mitzrayim in the third month. We have Nisan, Iyar, and Siva. So Matan Torah took place in the third month, and also it took place in the first year. Yisro, when he gave Musa to Moshe Rabbeinu, that took place after Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur, we have already passed through Tishrei. We're now in the second year. So with the beginning of the parasha and the end of the parasha are out of order. Totally out. If we were writing the Torah, we would begin Parshas Yisro with Matan Torah. And after we finish Matan Torah, we would then go and talk about Yisro. Because Yisro, when he arrived on the scene, the Parshas is he arrived after Matan Torah. And we know as a fact that he gave Musa to Moshe Rabbeinu regarding Mishpat. And the Musa was with regard to the way Moshe was conducting himself, where it says Vayhi Mimacharas, and that took place after Yom Kippur, which was the second year. Ella, it must be a Mukta Muchabatara. And that's what Rashi over here means. Rashi says this thing is out of Ein Parashu Ksuva Kaseder, Shlonema Vayhi Mimacharas, Ad Shana Shania. The reason why it's called Shana Shania is because it's now 10 days after Tishrei, really 11 days after Tishrei. Okay, that's a very important point. All right, now also, he mentioned over here in passing over here, he always has to get appreciated in the Sefer, right? I was not nice about it, I was nasty. It's a beautiful Sefer, the whole Klal Yisrael, they're very into the Sefer. The Sefer has become extremely popular, to the extreme. They give this as a bar mitzvah present. Everyone seems to be giving this to the bar mitzvah boys. Chumash Rashi. So this, if you don't know, they have now, I try to take it, I'm trying to break it, but just maybe here, maybe people want to do it. They have, it's all the people that I know in Or Yitzchak, he davens in Or Yitzchak on Shabbos. He works for the Aguda, but he also works privately. And on his own, it's not part of the Aguda, he makes Chumash, they have a program called Chumash Rashi exams. Every Sunday, every week, Sunday, the deadline, they send you the exam by email. It's not email, you have to really go online. And there are about, there are 15 questions, multiple choice questions, and the very hard questions. You have to submit it by 10 o'clock Sunday morning. And he has now, I met him last night. He told me he has now, I think, 900 people taking the exams every week. 900 people. If you get over an 80 average, each chumash, you get $100. $100. He has a lot of people. And I'm begging him, I'm begging him that he should do exactly the same thing for Daf Yomi. Every week, by 10 o'clock, one question per Amud, multiple choice, and he told me he has no money. So I says, do it for free. Dirshu, they give the exams once a month. And it's very, the Dirshu exams is a big schlep. You have to go down to the center. You have to sit there for at least an hour and answer, write a whole drasha. So this accomplishes the same thing. You don't have to go nowhere. Do this online. And it takes about 10 minutes the most. And you have to know it inside out. It's convenient. And also you can do it once a week instead of wait once in 30 days. By the time you get to 30 days, you'll forget everything. You lose. It's too long to wait 30 days. Once a week is just sweet spot. All right, that's a side point. But over here, this sefer over here, the sefer Rashi Kipshuto, is a very popular sefer. And he said it's very important. We'll end with this and that. Is what's the alternative? Makes a very good point here in the beginning. Vayehi mimocharos, the day after what? So we learn Rashi, it's the day after Yom Kippur. Okay, let's say it wasn't after Yom Kippur. What are your candidates? If Rashi here is coming to say Vayehi mimocharos motzoei Yom HaKippurim haya. Rashi is obviously coming to reject another opinion that puts a very important day as the foundation, and it was the day after that day when Yisro, where it says that Vayeshev Moshe Lishbayt Esar. What's the opposition? Rashi cannot just make, whenever Rashi makes a statement, Rashi is coming to make a statement in dispute with somebody. That's the basic principle. And 99.9% of the time, he's coming to disagree with what it says in Unkelus. And here in this Sefer, Rashi Kibshuta, he just points out in a couple of words, don't make a mistake and think Vayehi mimocharos means it was the day after Yisro arrived. And he calls it here in the Sefer, the day when Yisro arrived was the day when they had a su'uda. Moshe greets his father-in-law, he takes them in, and Moshe serves lechem. Right, when he came, when it says over here in the previous words of the Pasuk, it says, Vayikach Yisro chayseh Moshe oilo, here in the previous Pasuk, Vayikach Yisro chayseh Moshe oilo zvachem lo lekim. Vayavai Aaron v'chol zikni yishol le'echol lechem. Im chayseh Moshe lefnei ha'lokim. They ate bread. So now, when did this happen? Lav dafka, after Yom Kippur. Moshe came down. Moshe, maybe it was Hanukkah time. Maybe it was Purim time. And suddenly, who arrives? on Purim. Yisro shows up. So Shalom Aleichem, come, let's have a Sudas Purim in Adar. And they, Moshe Aaron comes, Zigni Yisro, they eat lechem, chesei Moshe, lefnei Olukim. Vayehi mimocharos. It was Shushan Purim. And Vayeshev Moshe, lishbay desa'am. It was the Yoim Mochar of the Su'uda. That's the Pashtus. Mimocharos, the Pashtus is, since these words Mimocharos are following what it says in the Pasuk above, the simple understanding is the day after the Su'uda. Along comes Rashi, and Rashi says that's a mistake. The word Vayehi Mimocharos is not a continuation of the Su'uda. Vayehi Mimocharos is an independent Pasuk. We're going back in time. This entire pasuk is telling us in general, when Moshe came down in Hashemayim, Yisro must have come later. Yisro either came later, came before. It's irrelevant when Yisro came. This pasuk Yud Gimel is a standalone pasuk. After Matan Torah, the Mitzvah was Moshe. He sat to judge the people. Vayavonal Moshe b'dabak v'yadarif. Vayar chesed Moshe was after he arrived. In other words, this whole pasuk, according to Rashi, is happening in the middle of nowhere. It's a very difficult parish, what Rashi is saying. And now, with that insight, we can now surmise, we can now suggest that if Rashi is coming to reject something, and Rashi is writing a sefer on Uncleus, maybe that's exactly what Uncleus really holds. We have over here a suspect. Uncleus is now the suspect. When Uncleus says, Vahavam miyoyma dibas royhi, the day after, the yoyma dibas royhi, the word dibas royhi, after, okay, I can't prove this, but yeah, we have to bring in a real expert on Uncleus. I have a sense, I'm trying to get a sense that the words, the elaboration of Yoima de Basrohi of Uncleus, is Uncleus is the opinion that Rashi is coming to reject. This whole story took place. Moshe sat down to judge the people and they stood upon him, Ala Moshe Mnabokan Oref, took place the day after the Su'uda. Because the previous pasuk talks about the Su'uda. And then he says, the Yoima Debas Roihi. There's a little bit of an elaboration here. The day after what we just mentioned before, that's when Moshe, for the very first time, sat down to judge the people. And Moshe said, everyone else stood. Moshe said, everyone else stood. And Yisrael said, Rashi says, wrong. Do not connect Vayehi Mimocharos to the Pasuk before. Vayehi Mimocharos is a standalone Pasuk. Yisro comes. When did Yisro come? So machlokes. Yisro came before Matan Torah. He came after Matan Torah. Whenever Yisro came. But this pasuk of Gimel is telling you a mitzias that after Matan, the day after Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the luchos, it was the day after Moshe sat lishbades on vayom al Moshe Rabbeinu get earth. Now what's returned? We have the background information that we need. Now we go back to Yisro, and Yisro makes an observation. When did Yisro come? That's irrelevant. But we have to know that this took place the day after Yom Kippur. Why do Rashi need to say that? To tell you, don't follow Uncleus. Uncleus appears to say this is a continuation of the story, and he's coming to reject that. All right, now there's a little bit more to this, but we're out of time. There's one more thing I want to elaborate, and that is according to Rashi's interpretation, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like that until Yisro came, Moshe did not sit the whole day. It was Matan Torah, and if you learn like Uncleus, what it appears to be is, Moshe came down after Matan Torah, after Yom Kippur. And Moshe judged the people. But Moshe did not sit the whole day. Or Moshe did not sit. It was after Yisro arrived. Something happened. When Yisro arrived, the whole hanhoga, the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Moshe changed after Yisrael came. Yisrael was a very influential person. He shook people up. And then first Moshe had to sit the whole day, Meboiker V'yad Erev. It was only because Yisrael came and something happened. All right. Maybe we have succeeded in making a machloikis in Rashi and Ungulus. All right, boys, have a wonderful night. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming along with me. Zayig is on. Anyone still there? Good night, Blaise.
Good night. Nobody's here.
We're here, we're here.
Okay, good.
Nobody is here.
Oh, May is insulted. It was too quiet, May. I'm sorry. I